It's Chicon stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory, which is in effect from 4 o'clock this afternoon through 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Mixed precipitation is expected to move in later today. Total snow and sleet accumulations of 4 to 7 inches, locally up to 9 inches in some portions of our listening area. Ice accumulations of up to 1/10 of an inch are expected. Now, this covers basically the Mid-Hudson Valley, eastern Catskills, central and southern Taconics in eastern New York, the southern Berkshires in western Massachusetts, and northwestern Connecticut. And once again, the National Weather Service has put this winter weather advisory in effect from 4 o'clock this afternoon through 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. A once-on recount, which was once off and now is back on again in the race between Brian Oler and Democratic challenger Maria Horn for the 64th District. Secretary of State Denise Merrill issued a notice Wednesday that Horn's reported 51-vote victory triggered an automatic recount under state law after her office received amendments on Tuesday from two of the district's 9 towns. All required recounts were supposed to be completed on or before Wednesday, so the deadline was extended until this Friday because of late revised returns from the towns of Norfolk and North Canaan. Sharon Hospital will host its second State of the Hospital Community Update at 9 o'clock in the morning on Monday, December 3rd at Sharon Town Hall on Main Street in Sharon. Members of the surrounding community invited to hear from Hospital President Peter Cordeau as he provides updates on new services, challenges ahead, and discusses progress made at the hospital since joining HealthQuest in August 2017. A question and answer period will follow Cordeau's presentation. Light refreshments will be provided. Since space is limited, reservations are requested. To reserve your seat, 860-364-4085 or 800-842-9710. Or you can contact John Nelson, Director of Public and Community Affairs, at 845-554-1736. A 73-year-old Millbrook man was arrested Friday of last week after state police said he used his telephone to take illicit images and video recordings of women wearing dresses or skirts. Donald P. Fagan faces 5 felony counts of second-degree unlawful surveillance, and police said they believe there may be more victims. Fagan was around at Unionvale Town Court, released under the supervision of the Dutchess County Probation Department. He's due in Washington Town Court on November 27th. If you believe you may be a victim or have information regarding similar incidents involving Fagan, contact Investigator Karen Shaw, 845-677-7300, with the reference number 842-5637. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro invites residents to participate in the ongoing conversation about the proposed 2019 county budget. A series of town hall forums will be held at various locations around the county for residents to learn about key components of the budget, ask questions, and share in the feedback. Some of those scheduled in our neck of the woods, Rhinebeck Star Library on Market Street in Rhinebeck on November 20th at 6 p.m., the Stanford Town Hall, Route 82 in Stanfordville on November 26th at 6 p.m. Also, the budget review process is currently underway by the Dutchess County Legislature. The complete review schedule is available online at duchessny.gov. It'll culminate with the adoption of the budget by the full legislature on Thursday, December 6th at 7 p.m. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority Board Finance Committee yesterday granted approval to purchase Grand Central Terminal and the Metro North Railroad's Harlem Valley Line and Hudson Line from a private holding company. That company, Midtown Trackage Ventures, had acquired assets that once belonged to Penn Central Transportation, the railroad whose 1970s bankruptcy and liquidation led the MTA to assume management of the regional rail operations. MTA ownership of the Harlem Line and Hudson Line means the public can now capture the full value of improvements made through transit-oriented development projects and other public-private partnerships along the rail lines as communities advocate for such projects in the years ahead. Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting coming up today. That is at 9:30 this morning at the Central Office Conference Room. An open house will take place tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. at Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield, paying homage to their departing manager and introducing their replacement to the general public. For more information, 413-229-2357. A charity basketball game will take place tonight at the Monument Mountain High School gym as the Harlem Rockets will pay a visit to South County to challenge the students, faculty, and staff from the Berkshire Hills Regional School District. Tip-off, weather permitting, is set for 6 p.m. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 205.99 yesterday to 25,080.50. The Nasdaq starts off today at 71,36.39, and the S&P 500 at 2701.58. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.